Welcome to today's New Life Live podcast. Today's podcast is brought to you by you. Your donations make this podcast possible. Please consider donating today using the New Life app, visit newlife.com, or call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Welcome to New Life Live with Steve Arterburn and co-hosts Dr. Henry Cloud, Dr. John Townsend, Dr. Dave Stoop, Dr. Jill Hubbard, Mylon Yurkovich, Dr. Sherry Keffer, Chris Williams, and Dr. Alice Benton. New Life Live is dedicated to bringing you hope and help through practical and biblical solutions for daily living. Our goal is to provide you with wisdom from God's Word for genuine spiritual healing. If you have a question you'd like to ask today, our phone lines are open. Call 1-800-229-3000. That number again is 1-800-229-3000. Now, here's Steve Arterburn.
Well, hi, everybody. Welcome to New Life Live. It is Steve Arterburn here. Really glad you're with us today. And I'm glad, and many people who listen on a regular basis are glad, that I don't do this by myself. I've got Dr. Jill Hubbard and Dr. Dave Stoop. Hi, guys.
Hey, Steve.
Hi, Steve.
You guys doing all right today?
Doing good.
We are, and we're glad to be with you so you don't have to be alone.
No, yeah. Well, thank you very much. And I was just back in Nashville for the National Religious Broadcasters meeting because of Jim Sanders and his wonderful sister. I was elected to the board some years ago to that organization. And I have to tell you, it used to be just the biggest collection of weird and strange people from Christian television. But people, it's kind of normal now. And it really was a great time of affirmation for us as a ministry. It was really a very moving time. And at that, they debuted the movie, which we're part of, which is I Can Only Imagine. And Dennis Quaid did several interviews there, and it really is a fantastic movie. At the end of the movie, 1-800-HELP, the number 4, ME, comes up, and that goes right into our call center. So we want to encourage you to encourage people to go. You won't be embarrassed. No one will say to you, why did you tell me to go to that movie? It really is good, and you'll love it. And all month we're featuring Dr. Dave Stoop's book, Making Peace with Your Father, because that really is what that movie is all about. This book, of course, deals with trying to make peace. And the writer or the author of the song I Can Only Imagine, which was played more, downloaded more than anything else. He had no relationship with his dad was a monster.
Yeah.
And then he came to the Lord, and there was resolution to that and a restoration that was fantastic. If you want Dave's book, it's 1-800-NEW-LIFE. If you want information on that movie, when I think it's March 16th is the debut. That's also when we're doing Take Your Life Back in Southern California. But you can go to newlife.com or 1-800-NEW-LIFE. It's just a great experience. But I want to tell you, I met some people there, and our reach is just all over the world. I was at an elevator. A guy had two boxes of books, and he has a ministry in Israel. And they listen to New Life over there on the internet. And he asked me to get him a copy of Every Man's Battle. And just meeting after meeting, there was so much reassurance that we were meeting a need, because most people that listen to Christian radio, they're listening to a preacher give a sermon or something like that, and we're one of those few places where people can call with a problem and get some kind of insight, some kind of help there. It's a great time. Thank you to all of you who support us. It really is amazing. This is our 30th year. 30 years in ministry. And we're celebrating by offering Club New Life for $30 a month. Now, it was $30 2 years ago, too. But, hey, it is our 30th anniversary. But the benefit, if you join Club New Life, we'll send you the 8 books in the Arterburn Wellness Series. And you get access to our brand new video library short form videos. Oh my goodness, so much information in so short a time. I don't know what the number is now, but we're close to 100 or maybe over 100 already of those videos in the new library. That's our way of saying thanks for Club New Life.
The Take Your Life Back workshop is coming to Orange County, California, March 16th through the 18th.
This weekend has been a chance to honestly share my feelings and to begin ownership of them. I learned how to stand up for myself. I experienced positive feelings that I hadn't experienced before.
Steve Arterburn and Dr. Dave Stoop will teach you how to take charge of your past and your current circumstances so you can look forward with confidence and faith to the road ahead.
This weekend has been just the beginning of taking my life back. I leave with a renewed power to trust in God on a daily basis, a commitment to move forward in my recovery by continually taking my life back.
It's time to take your life back. To register or to find out more, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433 or online at newlife.com.
If you really want to take your life back, then I would highly recommend it.
1-800-NEW-LIFE. To find out more information about New Life or to order any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Now back to New Life Live.
We're really, really back. Absolutely are back. And glad you're with us here today. So let's, how about we go to the calls? Let's go to the calls and talk with Jackie, Louisville, Kentucky, WFIA. Hi, Jackie. How are you?
Hey, how are you? Happy anniversary, everyone.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
I have a question. I'll get right to it. My daughter gave birth to a child when she was a teenager and gave it up for adoption. Mm-hmm. She has since married and has her own children, and she has never told her children anything about this child.
Yeah.
My question is, I'm concerned with Ancestry.com and several things where the girl, they are now teenagers and older. They could find out about this child. Mm-hmm. I don't know what my position is, whether I should say anything to my daughter, or is it totally up to her, or I just know she's never said anything.
Yeah. Well, have you talked to your daughter about what her thoughts are on sharing this?
She is very closed. When we go mm-hmm. to talk, she just doesn't respond. She doesn't. It's not a subject she talks about.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Well, you know what I would do, Jackie, is I would just simply say to her, you know, one of these days you're going to have a surprise visit, and it'll be hard to explain. So you ought to think about talking to your kids about it before that happens. And just drop the suggestion, or even put it in a note to her. But the thing you don't want to have happen is all of a sudden that child shows up at the door and says,
"Yes,
mm-hmm. I'm your daughter, or I'm your son." And then,
yes.
And then everything, your kids, her own kids that she has now, will resent the fact that she kept it a secret.
You know, and
that's
and what Dave
I'm
is,
thinking.
Well, what Dave's talking about is covering the downside here, right?
Right. Mm-hmm. Like her children won't go looking because they don't know to go looking, right?
But here's the thing. There's another way, too. So I think Dave's exactly right. You want to cover that downside experience. But how old are her daughters now?
20 and 17 and 14.
Okay, so here's what I would be doing if I was her. I'd say now that the youngest is 14, I want to share with all three of you at the same time a chapter in my life that I've never shared before. And I would use the 14-year-old's age, being that you can understand it and accept it and deal with it, as the excuse, now that she's 14 and the others are mm-hmm. much older. But I struggled, as you have struggled. I have made mistakes, as you've made mistakes. And here's what I did. When everybody was telling me to get an abortion, when abortion was legal and all this, I decided to bring this baby to full term. I could not raise this baby, and I had her adopted by a couple who could. And so I just want you to know about this part of my life. I'll answer any question that you have. It's a regretful time, but the older I have gotten, the more grateful I am that no one pressured me to have an abortion. I brought this baby to full term, and now not only is this baby alive, but generations to come will benefit because I was able to have that baby and this wonderful couple adopt the child. So, see, you cover the downside, like Dave's saying, but there's an upside here. She was courageous. She didn't do what I did. Yeah. You know, I pressured someone to have an abortion, and I regret it, and it was horrible. Your daughter was courageous. She did the right thing, and you, as her mother, can help those kids, your grandkids, see what an amazing, courageous mother they have in doing that. And yes, she has been timid and fearful in sharing it with you, but who wouldn't be? And so now she's giving you a chance to affirm the decision she made years ago. Don't be hard on your mother. Don't give her a hard time. Honor her during this time of revelation to you. She trusts you with the information. That's how I would look at it.
So, and I think that is a great way to handle it. If your daughter is in a place where she can talk about it, you know, she has to come from a place of strength and feeling those things herself. And when you say she won't even talk to you about it, who I'm imagining was there as her mother when it all happened, why is that? Is there something in your relationship where she wants to shut you out of that? Or does she just not talk to anybody about it?
I don't think she talks to anyone about it.
So I think first, and this is why, you know, she's not telling them, is because she hasn't fully dealt with it. It's like it's a chapter in her life that then she locked away, you know, in a treasure chest or something, a closet, and hasn't reopened. So when you bring it up, it's very painful to her. And, you know, just locking something away and letting time pass doesn't heal anything. So, right? So there's still some buried shame there.
But I think it's very clear that it's not your place to tell your granddaughter.
Oh, absolutely.
It's your daughter.
That's right.
You talk to your daughter. Yeah.
So one thing you could do, you could ask your daughter to listen to this program. Another thing you could do is if she's not responding to you in talking, you could write her a letter and tell her these things or an email. And, you know, you could re-listen to this, kind of get it right. But I think if you help her in positioning this, then you're going to be benefiting her so greatly. Because at our workshops, like Take Your Life Back, I can guarantee you we'll have two or three women that will say, I've never shared that I had an abortion before. And I feel so free. I feel so grateful that it was safe enough to share it. So it's the turmoil that she's gone through. And she knows about Ancestry.com. She's got to be worried about this. It takes the worry out of it. I'm glad you called. Yeah. Really glad you called.
Thank you so much. God
now, I'll send you.
You
a copy of Take Your Life Back, and that may be something you want to share with her. You might like it. But the workshop is coming up the 16th, and I'm telling you, if you have a secret, this is a place to deal with it. If you have fear that is incapacitating, or there's rage and anger within you, you don't know where it is, or perhaps the sadness and the depression is just getting to be too much, whatever it is, we'll help you take your life back from it. If you're tired of reacting all the time rather than responding, if you're tired of living in that false self rather than in the real self that God created, Take Your Life Back is at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. It's just that simple. You come join us. It'll change everything for you. 1-800-NEW-LIFE. All right. Let's go to, how about we go over here to Sherry from Dallas, Texas, listening on KWRD. Hi, Sherry. Welcome to New Life. How you doing?
I'm great. Thank you. How are you?
Doing okay. What's going on?
I just wanted to call and share a testimony. I'll give you the quickest version I can. I had actually found you guys by happenstance, if you will, totally God. And I had heard a testimony from John and Karen Rellis a while back, and I decided to send you guys an email and just say, listen, our stories are so parallel. Mm-hmm. Would you be willing to have her contact me? And I didn't know where she was from, and just come to find out she lives not far from me. And so we got in touch, and Karen just started coaching me and loving me. And my husband and I had been battling for 7 years. And through her coaching me, and for almost a year, I couldn't get my husband to go to EMB. And finally, this past December, with her help and encouragement, we encouraged him to go, and he did. And after 7 years, he came home and just one weekend, a completely changed man. And
that's so
it was incredible. And as a matter of fact, he didn't want to go when he came home and said, you know, I think this is something that every man should go to, married, dating.
Right.
It was definitely life changing. And then this past February, I just went to Restore Myself.
Oh, good. How was that?
Incredible. Incredible. It was amazing. And Shelley, just, she's so real and so mm-hmm. raw, and to share her heart.
Yeah.
And so, and then, of course, I got Sherry's book while I was there. Karen had texted me and said, get this book while you're there and get me a copy. So, and I came home and devoured her book, I think in 48 hours. I just couldn't put it down and highlighted every page.
Great.
So I just want to say thank you, guys. We have become members of New Life. I just can't say enough of what New Life has done for us and for our marriage. And though we have a long way to go, it's fun now. It's fun to see what we're doing and where we're coming, and just the blessings from Karen and John and from you guys and what you're doing and the resources that you put out there. I called in to say thank you.
Aww. Well, let me say this, and this all started with your husband. I'll send you a copy of Every Man's Bible there. But I just want to say this. A lot of men come, not a lot, but every now and then a man comes, and he doesn't respond to Every Man's Battle. It doesn't change things. But your husband made a courageous decision, and look at the result here. Now, because of his decision, I believe maybe 10, maybe 100 men or women will decide that they're going to get some help as a result, because it usually starts with the woman making the first phone call. So thank you for encouraging others. Thanks to your husband for accepting the challenge of Every Man's Battle to have victory rather than defeat, to be a man of integrity rather than a sick man who doesn't really know what he's doing. And we've all been there. So really appreciate your phone call. I'm going to send you a copy of the 7-Minute Marriage Bible, which is a great, great couple's Bible to bring the two of you even closer together. Well, there's Restore. There's the Intimacy Intensive that we do, Take Your Life Back, Every Man's Battle. All of those, you can find out how to become part of that. I look at some of the prices of things that other organizations are doing. These are bargains, life-changing, transforming bargains, and it's just amazing. I hope if you have a need, you'll let us help you with it. But if you don't need a workshop, get one of our resources. Many of them are the foundation of the workshops, and at least look and see, do I have a need that needs to be met? 1-800-NEW-LIFE or 1-800-639-5433. Really appreciate that phone call. Okay, let's go to, how about Tom in Albany, New York? Hi, Tom. Welcome to New Life. How you doing?
Good. And yourself? Thanks for taking
the
time out. I wanted to get your opinion on a situation that our family's in.
Okay.
We have a friend of ours that we became friendly with when a young fellow, about 23 years old.
Mm-hmm.
And my children really look up to him. Great guy. And my daughter is, and my son are friends with him on Instagram.
Mm-hmm.
And for her birthday, he sent a message and just said happy birthday to her. But then he sent a little emoji with a kiss face, which, you know, could be perceived as innocent or inappropriate. And so we didn't think anything of it. But then he asked her to become friends on Snapchat. and sent her a, you know, a different type of an emoji. So she said, okay, I'll become friends with you. And then he started sending her messages and said, send me a picture. And she just, you know, was just sending a black screen to him. And he said, why don't you send me a picture? And then she goes, I just woke up. I got to get going to school. And he said, send me a picture. So she did. And then he said, do you have any more room inside of that blanket? Now, this is a younger man who's a Christian. And it just completely floored my daughter. She immediately came to us. She just turned 13 2 days ago. And so she came to us and shared this with us. And, you know, I'm concerned. I mean, we've really tried to go through every scenario of how it could be innocent. But, you know, after...
How old is he?
Children.
How old is
23.
He? 23. He's 23 and your daughter's 13?
Yes.
Okay. We're going to give you some help here. I'm really, really glad that you called, okay? Very glad that you called. By the way, does the 23-year-old have younger sisters or brothers?
Both.
Okay. Hi, this is Steve Arterburn, and for 30 years, New Life has been the most trusted name in Christian counseling.
I'm an addict, and I'm trying to get God in my life again. You seem to be able to get to the crux of a problem quickly.
Our Christ-centered treatment programs can help you break free to embrace all that God has for you and your family.
I just want to thank you guys for bringing me to a relationship with Jesus.
There really is help for marital problems, depression, addictions, panic attacks, and feelings of hopelessness.
I came back with so many tools to help me prepare myself to fight this struggle and this battle that I have every day.
You can start living again today, living the life God intended for you. Help is available at 1-800-NEW-LIFE.
They did care, and they did follow up very lovingly, and it made all the difference in my life.
Call us at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Someone who cares is waiting at the other end of the phone. God can open the door to a better tomorrow right now. Just call us at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. 1-800-639-5433.
Last year, after every man's battle, I was so moved by the transformation that I saw, not only in myself, but in the guys in our small group and the other people that were there and the stories that I heard, that I decided to go ahead and join Club New Life as a contributor to that.
You can help New Life Live stay on the air by joining Club New Life today. Call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433.
You guys are doing God's work here. You're restoring marriages. You're giving people hope. It's just been such a blessing to me, and I just wanted to encourage you all. When you see something good that God's doing, just jump on that and help support that.
Support Club New Life, and together we can help hurting people find help and hope in life's hardest places. Call 1-800-639-5433.
Give your support to them if you can, and just help them do what God's doing here in the world.
Call 1-800-639-5433 to join Club New Life today. We'd love to hear from you. If you have a question or a comment, call toll-free 1-800-229-3000. Now back to New Life Live.
We're back. Steve Arterburn here. We're talking with Tom, and here's the situation, and it's pretty common, ladies and gentlemen, sadly. He has a 13-year-old daughter, so his friend's son at 23 is texting, asking something really inappropriate. Any more space under that blanket from a picture that she sent. So, Tom, a quick question. What is your relationship like with the 23-year-old offender's father? What is that relationship like?
Well, we have a relationship with the 23-year-old because when he was in school, we used to have him to the house for dinner.
Yeah.
And so that's the relationship.
No and relationship with his parents, though?
No, none with his parents. And to keep the main thing for you, to be able to answer my question appropriately is, he does not live around here any longer because my choice would be to sit down with him over a cup of coffee and just share with him that I'm concerned. I'm not mad at him. I'm just really concerned of the pathway that he's heading down.
Well, I mean, he is, to a degree, when he says any way to share, you know, you have any more space under that blanket, he's soliciting a minor.
Right.
And he might be doing it nicer to your 13-year-old because of a connection with you. And so my big concern is always we have some level of a predator here, and we need to shut the predator down.
Right.
Otherwise, you could end up enabling many other little 13-year-olds to get involved.
And that's what I don't want to happen.
Yeah,
right.
Right. So I care about this guy, and I care about his future, but you got to care more about little girls that he is
right.
willing to do some inappropriate stuff with. He is luring her into Snapchat. He's mm-hmm. asking inappropriate questions, asking for the picture, those kind of things. So I think well, let me just hear. I mean, we've got two PhDs okay. here. I want to shut this guy down is my main concern.
Well, right. So, Tom, you know, first thing, the little emoji in and of itself, not a big deal. It's what happened
right.
after that, right, that you put
right.
it all
right.
together. So even by a long shot, if this is this guy being naive, right, he is headed down mm-hmm. a path. Either way, this is not a good, like, it's a crossing of boundaries. It's inappropriate. I would have that conversation with him if you can. Maybe it has to be long distance, but expressing your concern for him and what he's choosing, but more importantly, you know, you wanting to protect your daughter, and your daughter needs you to stand up for her. I would also help your daughter. I mean, I would applaud her for coming to you. I mean, that's
yeah.
wonderful. And that tells me that she didn't feel comfortable. So I would ask her, you know, maybe she's already told you, how did that make you feel when he did that? And that to
right.
affirm that she was right about that being inappropriate. And then perhaps, and I don't know what you guys think of this, but because you have an ongoing relationship, for her to perhaps, you know, text him or write him and say, I don't feel comfortable with the comment you made to me, and I'm going to be blocking you from Snapchat.
Right. Right.
Yeah, but I think
for her to be empowered,
I think it's important
right.
that you have a conversation with him, either email
yes.
or on the phone, because he needs to know that you know mm-hmm. what went on, and that's an important mm-hmm. part of his coming to terms with his behavior. And I think in doing that, you be very blunt about the fact that he's heading down a wrong path, because he could get into such legal problem he wouldn't even imagine
mm-hmm.
what kind of problems he could
right.
get into.
Right, and encouraging him to get, you know, some help, to get some counseling, and that maybe you could even help facilitate that if this is someone that you care about.
Right, and it is. I mean, he's a young fellow. He just got married, and he has a baby on the way.
Oh, my gosh.
I mean, there's just, you know, there's a lot
there's
to care
a
about.
Lot. Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
Okay, so that would say to me, then I would up the game here a little
yeah.
bit. And that is that I would be saying to him, you're going to have to tell your wife about this,
mm-hmm.
or I'm going to have to tell her about it, because you need to get
right.
some help. So
yeah,
you get
so
help.
He's cracking under pressure or something.
Well, it could have been in just a weird joke.
Right.
But it's taking him down the wrong path, so you
no.
want to warn
well,
him.
And that's what we tried to, you know, that's what we're trying. We're really trying to give every benefit of the doubt
mm-hmm.
here.
Yeah.
Because
yeah,
we care that much.
Don't give every benefit of the doubt.
No, I understand. And I know that that's not mm-hmm. the right thing to do, but my daughter had said, well, maybe he was hacked. And that's kind of what we all thought, because it's so out of character.
Maybe he was.
And then she had one of her friend request him, and then he started the same behavior with that girl who was about the same age.
Okay.
Mm. Okay, so I feel like I'm the only person here that wants to deal with the really tough reality. He's a sex addict. He's preying
yeah.
on younger kids. Now that we know he's married,
right.
mm-hmm. he's being unfaithful to his wife. So the goal is twofold. Shut down the predator, and secondly, if possible, get the predator some help. So I
yeah.
but now that we know that he did this with another
mm-hmm.
young
yeah.
girl,
now it's not a joke.
Then
no.
then there's just no question here.
Mm-hmm.
So I would tell him, you need to go to Every Man's Battle tomorrow, whenever it starts, the next one.
Yeah.
And then when that's over, you're going to go home and you're going to tell your wife what you've been up to. or I'm going to. And
yes.
Then,
yeah, good.
And then we'll take it from there. But he needs help.
Take it very seriously.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
Yeah. Not good. Not good.
I'm glad you called, Tom.
Not just him letting off steam or something with a child he knows. This now we know it's multiple.
My story includes multiple physical and emotional affairs.
Every day, men struggle with sexual integrity. Impure thoughts, strip clubs, pornography.
My wife found out that I had betrayed her. She insisted that I would go to the everyman's battle. I had some idea, perhaps, of what to expect, but I had no idea that it would have the impact on me that it did. There's just something about the way that you meet in a large group and then the smaller breakout groups. And the sharing is just something that I've never experienced before.
To register or to find out more, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433 or log on to newlife.com.
This is the first time in my life that I ever felt comfortable in sharing the real me with other men. In my mind, it is one of the most critical things that a guy can do in his recovery.
1-800-NEW-LIFE.
You know, one of the great things about TV.NewLife.com is some people will never read a little chapter of a book, but you can put a video in front of them and say, hey, honey, watch this with me. And they'll sit down and they'll watch that five-minute clip, and that five-minute clip may change their lives forever and, of course, may change yours. Here's what one of our viewers on New Life Television said.
We looked at the budget. We decided, you know, I'm not getting those benefits from Netflix, so we canceled Netflix and subscribe to the good stuff.
If you have a problem, we have a program to match that problem, and it's going to provide you hope, help, and healing. You know, I don't know what you're waiting for. You will never find a better value than all of the transforming content that you'll find at tv.newlife.com. Your life will never be the same. We really are proud to be part of tv.newlife.com.
Glad you joined us for New Life Live. To be a part of the program, call 1-800-229-3000. Now back to New Life Live.
We're back. Hey, I want to play something for you here. And by the way, anytime there's sexual harassment or sexual involvement, anything like this, better to overreact than underreact. I really believe that. I just think we've got to do our part to get guys like him to stop doing whatever they're doing. Because, you know, maybe a 13-year-old says, oh, no, I'm uncomfortable with this. But it makes them a little more comfortable with being uncomfortable. And then the next time, something even worse happens. But, man, don't overlook it. Please don't overlook it. I want to play something for you. Listen to this this voicemail we got. Play this clip right here.
Thank you for saving my marriage. My husband was arrested for solicitation, and I have been a faithful listener, and I had heard about integrity problems and how to deal with them. I was able to respond to him calmly and told him I wanted two things. I wanted full disclosure, and I wanted him to attend every men's battle. He went and came back a different person. It's been around a few years now, and he has given me complete access to everything, the computer, his phone, his iPad. We couldn't be happier. Thank you again.
I love that.
Oh,
that was just a
stories.
Voicemail
wow.
left here. Oh. And, I mean, that's the difference. That you just go to the workshop, and now it's our job to help that person. And, of course, the person has to respond. But most of the guys that go, they do respond. And when you support this ministry, that's what you're supporting, a place where in 48 hours a guy goes from got all this secretive, sick, sinful stuff, full disclosure to the wife. Now, if you'll support us, I'm going to send you the book. We already heard it talked about earlier, and that is Sherry Keffer's new book, Intimate Deception, her first book. And you're going to love this. And if you're a woman whose husband has sexual integrity problems, he's out there in the wilderness, wandering around, doing all sorts of stuff, this is going to help you. It's from Sherry's story and her research and the experiences that she's had. you will not regret giving to us and letting us give you this book, Intimate Deception, our way of saying thank you. It's a good one. But I'll tell you something else that's great. When you hear stories like we just heard from a wife who, here everything's horrible. And then one weekend he comes back, everything is out in the open. That's pretty incredible. And when you support us, that's what you're supporting. All right, let's go to Brian from Austin, Texas, listening on a podcast. Hi there.
Hi, how are you?
Good. You got a funny phone system there. If it's a speaker, headphone, whatever, if you could just do it normally, it'd be great. All right. How can we help
is
today?
Better?
Yes.
Yeah, it is. It's great.
Okay. How can we help? I have a sort of relationship question. I have a girlfriend that I am really trying to connect with that I feel as if she's not really connecting how I would like to connect with her.
Okay. So how does she connect with you, or how does she resist connecting the way you want to connect?
She's more quiet, and I guess I'm more on the open side and willing to communicate, and she's not necessarily willing to open up and communicate. And I think a lot of her ways and the things that she kind of says and does, they more so kind of bother me and, like, I'm going to say hurt my feelings a little bit. And just says, "Oh well, toughen up," or you know.
So, well, let me ask this: How does she? Tell me something that she said that hurts your feelings.
How does she hurt your feelings?
Yeah, oh, toughen up.
How does she hurt your feelings? How does she hurt your feelings? What does she say?
She may say something, and it's kind of like the way she responds. Like if I'm saying, "Hey, you know, did you get your hair done?" She may respond and say, "Well, what does it look like?" You know, or, you know, well, okay. I may say, "Well, hey, is there a water left in the fridge?" And she may say, "Go check and see." You know, kind of things like that. And I'm wondering, is that more so me or is that more so her?
Now, how long have you guys been seeing each other?
I would say 2 years. Mm-hmm. And I would put maybe a year exclusive.
Okay, and is she wanting to move forward with you or not?
She is. She says she is, and she is.
So it sounds like to me she's a little bit bugged with you, and so I just wonder if it's...
It sounds like she's one of those more matter-of-fact type of people. I wonder if you're kind of more of the touchy-feely person in the relationship.
I am.
And she has maybe more, you know, you guys maybe have opposite characteristics where she's maybe just more in her head and logical and matter of fact and a little bit sarcastic.
Yes, I would agree to that.
And you've been with her 2 years, so there's an attraction there.
Right.
But have you tried to share with her that sometimes her style is a little off-putting for you?
I have, and that's what I'm saying. When I do that, that's when she kind of says that, oh, it's no big deal, or, you know, kind of like that's where they kind of toughen up a little bit.
So she's telling you your feelings are no big deal?
She's not necessarily saying that my feelings aren't a big deal. She's just saying that, I guess, the way that I look at things and the way she looks at things, we agree that, yes, they are different.
Mm-hmm.
But I guess I'm more so trying to connect on a deeper level. And I think for her, everything is pretty much just kind of surface, even though she says, yes, I want to be with you. And we talk about marriage and having kids and things of that nature.
All right. Do you know anything about her past? I mean, like, was she the only girl in and 10 brothers or something that would
make her tougher? She's the youngest of five. She's not the only girl. And I've asked things of that nature as well. Like, did something happen in your past that you don't want to open up to me? Because she can get on the phone with, you know, obviously her sisters and friends and talk all day. But when I want to talk, like, deeper conversation, it's kind of like she just wants to keep it borderline. And one thing that I've noticed about her is she kind of more so, I think she wants you to tell her how you feel about her. But when I say, well, reciprocate that, it's kind of like, oh, well, why do you have to ruin a moment? For instance, she may say, hey, you missed me today. And I'm like, yeah, I did. And I'm like, did you miss me? And she was like, well, just go with it. You know, why does it have to be a back and forth. And I'm just like, well, to me, I thought, you know, communication was, if you say you miss me, I would say I missed you as well.
I've got the ultimate answer. Nobody can refute this answer. Rarely do I have the 100% answer for you. You ready?
Okay.
Here you go. Premarital counseling.
Correct. We talked about that as well.
Well, you need to go do that, and you need to say to the person that does it. Now, there are two types of premarital counseling. One type is, tell us how we can have the best marriage ever. And the other type is, while you're telling us how to have the best marriage ever and dealing with stuff that might be a problem, we'd like you to be open with us and tell us what you think about our chances here. Maybe you don't think it's a good match, and we'd like to hear that too. We want to give you the freedom to express your opinion about us also. But look, if she wants to move forward, you need to be in premarital counseling, and you need a third party where you can say these things. The third party can watch the reaction and make some suggestions and have some observations and help you there. But outside of that, I think our answers are going to be pretty lame. You need somebody to show you where to go in this relationship. Either walk away from it, or here are the four things that seem to be the issues that she's struggling with you. Work on those. Mm-hmm. Or, you know, they might say, well, this is just a difference in style, and you have to get used to style. Well, and you'll be
fine. It's not a difference in style. And this is the kind of thing that's going to drive you crazy after you get married, because it's unresolved. You've got to resolve this before you get married,
painful. Yeah, I think you have to tell her that you want to be taken seriously, even if it doesn't feel like it's a big deal to her. You know, how she reacts to the idea of going to premarital will tell you a lot. How willing is she to really hear you and meet you in the middle and dig into the issues? Or is it just kind of, it's the communication is just going to stay at the level that she wants and never meet your need fully? That's important for you to know.
So I'm going to send you a book called Is This the One? And I hope that you'll read it and like it.
Send him Smart Love also for her to read.
Oh, yeah, that's good. That would be good. Smart Love, that's even smarter than Is This the One? But here's what you didn't hear. You didn't hear any of us say, no, this is just the way all people are, or this is the way it is when you're dating for 2 years, or what. No one said that. There's a problem here, and I'm really glad that you called about it. Now, sometimes these little problems become great motivation for people to change, to go to work. Maybe that will be it. But I do believe premarital counseling, it's time. It's, you know, either you need to be moving closer toward marriage after this much time, or you need to move away from each other. We'll be back right after this.
At New Life, we are passionate about helping people experience recovery. And it's no exception when it comes to recovery from the addiction to drugs or alcohol. We are very grateful to have found what we believe is the premier facility to offer a Christian 12-step model of care. It treats the whole person and offers biblical values as the foundation for treating the mind, body, and spirit. Our partner in drug and alcohol addiction provides exemplary medical and psychiatric care, as well as Christian-based psychotherapy, pastoral counseling, biblical studies and meditation, educational groups, worship and prayer, and a Christian 12-step program. The approach is non-denominational and guides the patient to experience freedom through a renewed relationship with Jesus Christ. Call us today at 1-800-NEW-LIFE if you or someone you love is struggling with drug or alcohol addiction. That's 1-800-639-5433 or go to newlife.com. 1-800-NEW-LIFE, 1-800-639-5433.
Every time we try to talk, it just turns into a fight. I am so tired of arguing.
I don't understand. God, why did you take him from me?
I don't want my kids to think of me as the angry dad. Why can't I control my temper?
I feel like he's more like my roommate than my husband. How did we become this distant?
I hate looking in the mirror. No matter what I try, nothing seems to work.
just feel like my world is spinning out of control.
I feel so broken. Could God ever heal me?
Is it ever going to get better?
I feel like I'm drowning.
When will I learn to just breathe again?
It doesn't have to be this way. 48 hours could change your life. Call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433.
To find out more information about New Life or to order any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Now back to New Life Live.
This is Terry McIntosh with a couple of things to be aware of. The first is Covenant Eyes, our partner in an internet filter for your computer. But it's more than just an internet filter. It's also an accountability tool that sends reports of your online activity to individuals that you choose. It's great to use with your spouse, a friend, or accountability partner, and it provides reports for online activity on tablets, smartphones, and computers. You get your first 30 days free when you use the code NLM. Just look for the Covenant Eyes link on the newlife.com. website to get you started. And if you want the most up-to-date information on New Life, you can follow New Life Ministries with Steve Arterburn on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, and you'll get special offers, connection, and encouragement. Now back to you, Steve.
Thank you, Terry, and I really hope and pray that you will get whatever help you need. We've got some things coming up. Our Intimacy in Marriage, of course, is July the 20th in Washington, D.C. Restore, you've heard about that. That's November the 9th in Washington, D.C. Take Your Life Back is March the 16th in Orange County. And then Friday the 9th, that's this weekend, that's in Dallas for Every Man's Battle. You can do whatever you're doing, but when you're ready to change your life, we've got a workshop for you. We've got resources, so many things that can take you to the next level. You find out about it at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. You also find out that when you support this ministry, we send you Intimate Deception by Dr. Sherry Keffer. Now, if you're on the line, please hold on, because we've got two other shows to do. We'd love to be with you. But right now, I'll go to our final phone call here for this hour. But hold on, we'll get to you in just a bit. Pat from D.C., listening on WAVA. Hi, how you doing?
Hi. Hi, how are you? I'm a long-time listener, but a first-time caller. I'm calling because, to me, it's an emergency. I have a 40-year-old son who has been addicted to porn and sex and all those kind of things. And Mom, often he calls me and he said, "Ma, I just don't understand what's going on." He gave his life to Christ, and he's trying to live a Christian life, but yet and still there's a battle going on in his mind. And yesterday he had called and he was really upset and crying. So what I did, I called the Every Man's Battle, and I found out the closest one to us is in April. But because he had an episode last night, I took him to an emergency counselor, and this counselor wanted to give him a prescription. But we're not ready for a prescription, nor can we wait until April. Can you give us some something to do, something to calm him? I pray for peace and I pray for calmness, because he is literally shaking almost like a person that is withdrawing from heroin.
Okay, and you're sure that he isn't on any other type of drug, is that right?
Oh, no, sir. Okay. No, sir.
Yeah, well, when we say it's addictive, we mean it is addictive. Jill, Dave, you guys have any insights here on what they, other than to get a plane ticket or a train ticket or bus ticket?
I would get to the Every Man's Battle this weekend in Dallas, and whatever it costs to get there is going to be worth it, because it's an emergency. You're right, Pat. It's an emergency, and you got to act quickly. You wait a month and everything.
Yeah. Also, the person that answered the phone said that there were some assistants or counselors in the District Maryland and Virginia area. Is that also part of your service?
Yes, it is.
Well, we do. We have a network of counselors, but given what you've told us, what you'd want to do is get him to the workshop.
Right. That would be the first thing. And then getting in with a counselor and then supplementing with meetings ongoing.
Yeah, afterwards, right.
And that's certainly something that he can start doing now, going to 12-step Sex Anonymous meetings, Sex Addicts Anonymous meetings.
Yeah.
So we would certainly recommend that to kind of help hold him until he can get to the workshop.
What about the medication?
Sure what medication that he was being prescribed.
He's never taken any medication. I don't have it in front of me, but it kind of spelled like S-E-R, some kind of I can't.
Yeah, well, I tell you what. Let us talk with you.
Seroquel or something? Is he...
Maybe the physician felt like he needed some kind of help.
Something to calm him.
Just calm him down. Mm-hmm. Yeah, a little, because it does sound like he's really, really anxious.
Yeah, he was really distraught.
So maybe that's it. We don't know. But I do know this. This is one of those cases where the only thing that makes sense is you get him to that workshop. Mm-hmm. And a lot of people in his situation, now how old is he?
40.
He's 40 years old.
See, and he's kind of depending on you to help him find his way there at age 40. He needs to pick up the phone and call them, see if there's a scholarship available, and then he needs to find how he's going to get there, bus, train, or plane, whatever you know he can scrape together to get there. He shouldn't be waiting for it to come. Not this kind of serious
If he's in
situation.
That much pain and that distraught, yeah. then he needs to get there as soon as possible. We agree with you.
Yeah.
Yeah. And as you've heard here, he needs to be in a meeting rather than being at home, freaking out, and all of that kind of stuff. I'm glad you called. Let me send you a copy of the Life Recovery Bible to give to him. I mean, there are the steps right there to get him through this if it really is this serious. Very, very sad. But I'm hoping, because he's got you there, he's going to be connected to some great, great help. If you need some help, it's 1-800-NEW-LIFE. We have so many great things that are available for you. We hate to see people struggle and suffer and all that when there's so much help that's available. We have resources. We have counselors all over this country. It's a network of Christian counselors that we have qualified, verified, that they know what they're doing. They really believe, as Christians believe, and they've studied and are well-trained in the area of counseling. So you just call us. Maybe it is one of these workshops. And Every Man's Battle is this weekend. Now, guys, look, if you're listening to this, you're one of about 60% of the men who struggle in this area, and you could fix it this weekend. You could be one of these guys that walks in, hate being here, shame to be here. You walk out totally, totally different. Now, you've heard me say it before. Most of these experiences begin because a woman is the one that picks up the phone first. So if you are a woman, pick up the phone and say, tell me about this. And then you tell him, here's where it is. You get the information and you get a ticket and you go. It's one of the greatest bargains of life. What would you pay to go from a life of sin, degradation, shame, depravity to a life of integrity and wonder and awe and following Jesus? What's the price on that? This is pretty cheap. And all you who support us, you're the ones that allow us to do this. We couldn't do it without you. So thank you. Thank you very much. It is one of the most difficult things to do when you need to do it. Get out of hiding. Forsake your ability to stay in the shadows and to pick up a phone and tell somebody, I am in trouble. I'm struggling. I need help. But it's the beginning of a whole new way of life. How many people do you have to hear that were right where you were and then they called and got help? How many do you have to hear before you say, you know what, I bet this could really help me? I hope you don't have to hear any more. I hope that this is it. It's 1-800-NEW-LIFE. And many of you, you've thought, what could I do to improve my life? Maybe the first step is to support this ministry and improve the life of somebody else. 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Well, we'll do another program right after this, and hope and pray that you'll be with us. God bless you all for listening. 1-800-NEW-LIFE, newlife.com. We will see you next time. Thanks, Jill. Thanks, Dave. God bless all of you. Bye-bye.
Thanks for listening.
We hope this program has helped you by giving you insights for handling the challenges you face in your life. We want you to know that we're here for you, but you also need to know that New Life Live is a listener-supported ministry. To make your donation or to get any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433, or write to us at New Life Ministries, P.O. Box 1029, Lake Forest, California, 92609. Please join us again tomorrow for New Life Live. Today's podcast can be downloaded through iTunes or streamed through your mobile device using the New Life app. Visit newlife.com to download the app today.